Todd, another defeat today, a 6-0 loss to Cardiff, but that was always going to be a difficult one to get yourselves up for, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is our second, third and fourth game we've been involved in. I had a word with the players about being professional and responsible, and I think for the most part we were, but I'll say this, if you don't come in 100% switched on to a game, it's very hard to catch up the pace, and you can tell that right off the bat there we were going at half the pace Cardiff were. Cardiff came out and they set the tone in that first period and they were all over us. I think we gave ourselves a better account to ourselves at second half of the second period and certainly the third period. But, you know, it's kind of a leaves a bit of a sour taste in the mouth to go out a 6-0 defeat, especially when we've been playing such great hockey lately. And to go out defeated in both games in the weekend is a little disappointing, but I think we have to look at the big picture and recognize what this team's accomplished this season and how they've been playing over the last month, which has just been a very high-end and exciting hockey.
What do you make of this game overall? It's not one that's generally popular among most people I speak to, certainly the guys in the room here as well will agree with that one, but from your point of view?
I think it would be interesting if we could look at other ways of making entertaining the fans. People come from all over Britain to support and cheer their teams and see some of their favorite players. I can understand them wanting to see a third and fourth, but the problem with that, I guess, is there's no real incentive to play. And after you get knocked out of that final stage, you really have the wind knocked out of your sails. It's hard to pick yourselves back up. For us, you know, I know that years ago I coached the Scotland team when we played the Scotland v England. I think it was an under-20s game. That was okay, and I mean it gives us a way to showcase the future stars of the game. I don't know if it came down to financial or political or whatever reasons. But I always thought that was a good way for young kids to get used to the grander stage and show off their skills and talents. Maybe something to readdress, I'm not sure. But the third and fourth game is, I don't know how entertaining it is for fans. It's painful to play, and especially if you're in the losing end of it, and difficult to get up for.
I've seen suggestions of an all-star game, perhaps with players of the six teams that aren't here this weekend being represented. What would be your views on that?
Difficult. You'll find that as soon as players' paychecks dry up, they tend to shoot off to all four corners of the globe. But, I mean, there used to be an all-star game between the Elite League or the Super League and the BNL back in the days, and they had a skills competition, and it was really quite a good event. But I think what you find is a lot of players that get knocked out of the playoffs and out of the quarters might not be too interested in traveling down to something like that. Although it's been done in the past, and you might get a decent reception from it. But it would be good to see this weekend buzzing for the entire time, because I mean that's what this stage really deserves. It's well put on and it's exciting. But I'm sure the third, fourth game will soon be forgotten once Coventry and Nottingham take to the ice.
And finally, next season, does it start for you right here?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've got to give the guys the night to decompress. We'll get back up the road tomorrow and we'll begin all our exit meetings. Really got a sense of what most players' intentions are, but we'll solidify that this week or be on the road to solidifying that. And you know, it'd be nice to maintain a core of these guys. We saw the difficulty of rebuilding a team from scratch, which is always difficult. And we have some fantastic hockey players here. So, you know, if I can manage to do that, that would be great.
Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.